question over here is a halacha of a shar mashkin. The Mishnah is Perkzai Mishnah Bezi, El Poison, Veloy Mailin, the Maim, Sir Noifanim. Of a shar mashkin, my parents, Vatir, Amor, Satamid, Mishach Mitz, Palm and Mailin, and Palm and Shain and Mailin. The Targirza Ketzad Mikvah Sheish Bar Bom Saw Chaser Achas Novel Asoicha Saw Maim Loyalu Hayu Bar Bom Saw Nosan Saw Nosan Saw Areza Kasha. So it says Halacha that there's certain mashkim that are Pa'am and Milem Pa'am and Ainam Milem. So the Ikra Din is there Ain Milem, but Pa'am and Milem. And what's the Oifin? The way Argirza is, what's the Oifin of Ma'alin? The Oifin of Ma'alin is that Hayu Bar Bom Saw Nosan Saw Nosan Saw Areza Kasha. So, Kipshuta, the way you read the Mishnah, this is whole halacha of Nasa Sava Natasa, only applies by Meperis and these mashkim. And that has to do with this, that they're Milim. So, the first Shaila, and Kiyadua, is going to be a big machlokes Rishonim, and it's probably one of the biggest noisim in halacha lemaisa, is the Shitas Aravid. Rambam also maybe, but we'll focus on the Shittas Aravid because it's more what to work with there. That the din of Nasa Sava Natasa, which is brought in the Gemara Yevamos, whether it's this Mishnah, not this Mishnah, is also applies by Shuvim. So we'll want to focus on the Aravid. I just want to vimakdim the Halacha by Mei Peiris. So the Shaila is, just to break it down, is that if you don't have a mikvah shalom, you had 39 saw, and then you add a saw of meperis, so that doesn't work. It's ein milin. So right away you could ask a question: if it's ein, why is it ein milin? L'chayr should be bottle. Why isn't it bottle? So you tell me it's not shaykh to do bittel on meperis for whatever halacha. You can't do bittel to create a mikvah. You can't do bittel when you to do that. You can't use bittel in that scenario. But then what happens? You add it into a mikvah shalom. And then nasa sav and natasa. So l'chaira, you're back down to using bittel again. Now you'll tell me, no, maybe you're not back down to using bittel, because whatever happened when it was 40 saw, something happened there, and you're being mevatel to 40 saw. The koyach of bittel 40 saw is different than the koyach bittel when it's 39 saw. Okay, so it was bottle when it was 40. Now that it's bottle, it's bottle. But the Gemara in Yevamos says that Amar Yochanan ad Ruba, that it won't work if you're Nasan Salman Atal Saw unless you still have Roiv. So now you see that you still need the Roiv. So we Marsha, what's going on over here? If the Roiv, if you still need a constant Bittel, you need the Bittel, the Kayacha Bittel, so you can't do Bittel on Meperis. And if you don't need the Kayacha Bittel, so then why is it only ad Ruba? That's question number one, which is question L'chayr on Shu'uvim also, depending on how you learn. That if you can't be Mavatal 39 and 1, how come when you end up with 39 and 1 but you started with 40, why does the Bittel work? That's question number one. And question number two is altogether, why is it that you can't be Mavatal at for 39, but you can Mavatal at to 40? So I don't really have good answers to these questions after all this, to be honest, but I'll just say over the Tzadim, the Olam had Mistama. So I'll say over some of the Tzadim, and maybe we'll build on that to get to the next point. So l'chayra, what it seemed like is that there's what seems to be two mahalchim. One is that maybe there's no vatzim. You can't, when you have 39 saw of mayim and one saw meperis, you can't do bittel to create the mikvah, because you can't do bittel to give a halacha of mayim or may mikvah to this meperis. Be'etzim bittel, all it does usually, b'derech kalal, is mevatel isurim or dinim neisafim that are on something. But when you want to go create with bittel, you can't create something with bittel, so you can't make it have a din of mayim. Memela, you can't do the bittel when it's 39 and 1. You can't use the bittel to make the meperis into mayim that's good enough for mikvah. When it's 40, be'etzim, you're not really using. You have a shem mikvah over here. You have a mikvah, and when it's 40. So the Peshat is, since you have a mikvah shalom, says the halacha, that's the kavan of the Gemara by Ma'alin, that it could be tuffel to the mikvah. It could become shayach to the mikvah. that it's like a, it's a oifen of bittel that is bottled to something. It's not a bittel in the chefts of the zach, but has no chshivas as its own thing. It's tuffel to the mikvah, and the mela itself, since it's tuffel to the mikvah itself, gets a din of a mikvah. You find such a concept of bittel, let's say by like the Gemara says by batzak besidke areva. The Gemara says that it's not chametz and fker, it's mekabel tuma, just like the kli. It gets the halachas of the kli, even though it's not shishim, it's not, well, whatever the point is, it's in chshivas that it's like a, more of like a, I would call it like a tefelos, just to mechalik that from bittel. So it's becoming part of the mikvah. So that's, you need a mikvah to be able to do that. But once you had a mikvah, it became tofel to the mikvah. And memela, be'etzim, it stays like that. But if it becomes the roiv, if it becomes the roiv, then it can't be called a tofel anymore because there's no roiv of the other one. And that's the shayla of the Gemara. Do you need mechtzim? Do you need roiv? But be'etzim, it's all about, it's taken a chayach bital me peris, even by 40. But once you have a shem mikvah, so it's tuffle to the shem mikvah. Still, you have to know a little bit. I'm not so comfortable, like 100% with this, because what happens? Lemais, why is your shem mikvah still around if you can't use the me peris to build the shem mikvah? But that could be called the achnas into the chiddush of Milan. That the Gemara is, the Mishnah is saying that that pa'amim shemaylin. Pa'amim shemaylin means that it could become part of the mikvah.
Is what the 40 saw
mine
that comes to make a mikvah? Once it's
chal, or is that? A mikvah is a shem mikvah, and once it's chal, that shem mikvah, so then you retain it. If it's good, if gufa the meperes would be mevatel the mayim, it hits roiv, so then, right, so yeah. So the shem mikvah is able to stay kayim. According to that mahalach, it's not so meduyik in Rashi, in the Zavach and Rashi and Yavamas that constantly uses the term bittel. Tosis in Zavachim is mashma a little like that, because he's mashma like shuvim, you need bittel, but by meperis is not like a bittel in that way. So there's another mahalach that it's alt bittel, that it's tak alt bittel. There's a Tosis in Bukhayus, I think that I'm on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, that the Tosis over there basically says that when the Mishnah comes and says a Chiddush, Pa'amim Milan, Pa'amim Shein Milan, and there's Kol Zeh Achnes into the Chiddush of Milan, the way Tosis says it's like a Hilchasa, Kedetanan, he brings that's Gufa the Halacha of Milan, that the way the Torah said over the din of Milan is that when may Peiris, even though they can't become, they're not mayim for a mikvah, but if there is a mikvah, then they can become bottle. They become bottle. The mayim becomes bottle. The meperes become bottle, and they get a din of mayim. They themselves get a din of mayim. That's the hilchasa. So okay, so that's the hilchasa. So I don't know if we have to explain when it's when yeah when not. That's palm and mylan. It's not myla by itself to create the mikvah. But you have a mikvah and you have a mikvah, then it's bottled, it's bottled and becomes mayim. And mistaba, the adruba is like Tosis is talking over there, is midregular dinim of chayz v'neir. That when you don't have a koyach bittel anymore, you don't have the koyach bittel. If you want to add, so it could be that there's a gedder to the hilchasa. Is that the difference between 40 and 39 is that even in, not just in the tefillah stick of svar, like we said before, but even in the etzim koyach of the mevatel, it could be there's a svar that 40 has a better koyach of bittel than 39. Because 39 is just mayim. There's no special halachas to it. So stamazay to do a bittel of mayim to meperis, so that's not where it was nilmad the halacha that mayim can be mevatel meperis. Like, what is it in the gea that the mayim is being mevatel the meperis? But when the mayim has a halacha to them, that they're mayim that are matar, they have a kercha tahara to them, they have a shem, that they have an ability to matar, they got a shem mikvah, so they have a kercha tahara. I think Rav Shimon Shkab says something like this. So memela and the etzem koyach of the mevatel also, there's a mile to 40. So it could be that's what the hilchasa is that when you have a fire to Hashem of mayim metarim, good mayim that has a koyach tahara, they're talking mevatel the Shem may peris. It's not just in metzias that may peris becomes mayim. They get all the dinim that there's a stira and din over here between these mayim. This is mayim metarim, and that's may peris. It doesn't have that. And memela, that's why they taka could do bittel. So basically, there's two Mahalakim, one is a more a straight bittul mahalach with the chayz of a neir, and one is more like a tefelas to the mikvah, and that gives the mahalach to the mikvah, and that's what's going on over here. Now, comes in the Rishonim, they want to know what's the halacha by she'uvim. So kiyadua the Rosh is the one that says it's very stark. And the Rashba and Taras Abayis also when he brings down the shita, they say that it's not shaykh the whole sugya of not asav and not asav by she'uvim, because once she'uvim come to a regular mikvah, it's nizru gam misvara. It's like that they're nizra. And once they're Nizra, there's always Shuvim altogether. So it's not Shaykh Nasa Sam Natal Sa. The same reason why if you're not Natal, and you put in to a Mikvah Shalom many, many times the amount of the Mikvah, of Shuvim into the Mikvah, it doesn't pass to the Mikvah. The reason is because even though they're arrived, they're Nizra, and since they're Nizra, they become Ois Shov. So Mamela Zakta Derosh, so it's not Shaykh Nasa Sam Natal Sa.
Even though
they're
not
Nasa Sa,
Bishamim.
Well, there is, because...
In the original case, you just diluted Mem Sa.
But this is Mayim, that's Mechubel HaKarka.
You don't have Mem Sa.
No, I know, but the Mayim, as it comes in, Gufa becomes Kosher LeMikvah. So it doesn't matter. Right, but now you could build the Mikvah with that itself. Now you can build the Mikvah with that itself. It doesn't matter.
But it needs Mem Sa.
It needed Mem Sa, maybe, originally. But now, that is your Mem Sa. You can have Mem Sa with that, just that. Because that is basically Meg Shom now. Because it's Mayim Mechubel HaKarka. It's not bittul. It's not bittul. It's that the whole they themselves are kosher, because truma's simple explanation would be like the truma sedesh. Not and you have to, but truma sedesh explains that the whole problem of shov is tolush. You put it back in. So basically, it's good mind by in and of itself. It's not alts bittul anymore. So that's the Rosh explains. It's good mind in and of itself. So mail is not checked. Also, the Rashba also says like the. And if life stopped there, then the whole parsha of mikvahs would be much simpler. I mean, halach l'maisa. The mitzias of making a mikvah would be very simple. You luck out one time, you have your 40 saw, and from then on, you can do whatever you want, basically. And the Gantzavelt already is tumult with the shitas of the Ravid in halach l'maisa, that the shach has to be choshesh for, based on the tashbit, or at least l'shachmer, or whatever the lashon is. And the shittas arrived is a whole shita b'fnei atzmai over here, and very complicated, many maduras and many steps in the arrived to understand what's he saying. First of all, he says a chiddush that you can have the atzmai idea is a chiddush if you have chitims with the simple reading of the Mishnah. Okay, he has that nasa sa v'natal sa goes on she'uvim also. It could be according to the greatest of the gra in the Mishnah. He has a makar in the Mishnah for that, but. The same questions we had before applying the Ravid for sure. That if we know that the whole dinner show is that they're not batal b'rayv. So if they're not batal b'rayv, so then how come that means that they're immune from bittul? They can't become batal. So if they can't become batal, so then if you look at the Rosh, everything's good. But in the Ravid, you have to know a few things. You have to know, number one, is what's the halacha if you were not natal? We'll see. But in Nasan Menatal, so the same problem. You're saying that Shuvim can't become Batal Barovi. You put it in right away, it wouldn't be Batal to 39. But now you put it in 40, now it's 39. So you're telling me it is Batal Varaya because you still need a Roiv still. So you're still coming on to Batal. So again, the same problem. If it wasn't Batal before, why is it Batal now? So, and if the Ravid doesn't hold of Zeria, if he doesn't hold of Zeria of the Rosh, which he doesn't, so if he doesn't hold the Zriya of the Rosh, so then you really have an overall question on the Ravid, which is, how come, if you forget Nasan v'Natal Sa, you have a Mikvah Shalim and you pour in, you have 40 Sa of Ksherim and you pour in 41 Sa of Shuvim, why is it good? L'chayra, the Shuvim should be Mevatal the Ksherim, if anything. So if you had Zriya, you have Zriya, but Pungvaker. So if the Kareh, if there's no Zriya, so why is it good even when you are not Natal Sa? And what's the whole pshat in a mikvah kshera when you add in shuvim? So the I'm not sure where to begin over here, but we'll start from the beginning. So the Ravid Taka has in the first Madur of the Ravid, which is the Madur that the Balmor was massing on originally, he holds that in a Chanami, that is the halacha. The halacha is that if you have a Mikvah Shalom and you put in Roiv, Kenegdoi, Roiv, Maim Shuvin, it apostles the Mikvah. Shittim Mechudeshes of the Ravid in the first Madura. What was his raya? His raya was from the Mishnah of Dalad Dalad, that over there basically talks about that you need roiv mayim ksherim if you're going to do amshacha outside the mikvah. It says over there, this is like the one Mishnah, it was the end, we started first Seder Mishnah Day, and we got up to like second, it's like fell between the cracks as a goal. But it says over the mayim shuvim make shum shenis arvu b'chotzu v'ukav al ma'ala samara. So you have mayim, they're mixed up. Im roiv min akasha kasha, im roiv min apostle apostle. So he says, you see, you need roiv. You need roiv. Since you need roiv, Zokta Ravid, this is his raya, that you need roiv mayim shayim. And if you put in roiv shuvim, can I get the mikvah apostle? So frek the Balmar, the whole chiddush of the Ravid is that you already have a mikvah shayim. He's not addressing that question. That's talking about in Betchilas Asiyas HaMikvah. So Betchilas Asiyas HaMikvah, you don't have roiv. But what do you bring me a raya to that, to your Ikar Chiddush? Your Ikar Chiddush of the Ravid is that even though you have a mikvah, it still becomes possible. So what's his raya from over there? That's a din, and the reason you need roiv there is because you need revi of Amshacha. And what's the Ravid's whole raya? What was the Ravid's raya? Now, the reason I want to focus on this is because even the Ravid, the Maskana, in the second Madura, when he changed off that halacha, and he says, no, that's not true. When you add in shuvim to a mikvah and you're not natalsa, it's kosher. But he doesn't say it in Yisvara. He says from a hekesh to mayan. He has a kosov to teach me that halacha. It means in Svara, he didn't change that much off of his original hanacha. He came up with a drasha to explain it. So it's important to understand what was his original hanacha. So the it's the get the second Seder shekel to what Olam's up to now in second Seder to understand what his raya was from over there. So the Ravid's shita b'chlal in the whole shuvim is that there's two psulim. There's basically two psulim. The deraisa dika psul of shuvim is when it's b'miyad adam l'mikvah, and there's a din that the person's making the mikvah. And that is Mavur in the Ravid, that passes Barubai. If that's Ravid the Mikvah, that's a Psul. And the person made the Mikvah, and that's the Araisa Dika Psul of Shuvim, according to the Ravid. There's another Psul, even if the person didn't make the Mikvah, is if it gets caught in a Kli and it's Shov, and that's a Chiddush, that's not a Din in the Siyasa Mikvah, that's a Psul in the Mayim, and that's a Psul in the Mayim, that's Begimel Lugin. That's Chara, we'll can fight about it more in second Tin in the long Taz over there, in Sifta as well. But this is the tzura of the Ravid. So the Ravid also has another chiddush, Mavur, that hamshacha bekulai would help for the deraisa dekadin of nasas biyad adam. It's Mavur like that, the Ravid, that hamshacha works to take care of that psul, but hamshacha does not work to take away the etzem shem of the shuvim bekli. So what the Ravid holds is that which is like a shtuk of punk for carrot from other achorinim that use these two dinim the opposite way around, that hamshacha only works for the sheiva b'kli dekadin because they're learning like the Rash. If you learn like the Rash, that the esem shem of shov is tolush, so then it makes sense that when you do hamshacha, you're making it not tolush anymore. You put it back in the karkin, you ride the loya. And for the Biyar Adam Dikap Sul, maybe Hamshacha doesn't work because it's still your kayach, so you're doing it. The Rav is more of Pungfakir. For the Shuvim, it doesn't really help, and it wouldn't help the Kulai. You still need, you wouldn't help. But for the Biyar Adam Dikap Sul of the Asiyas HaMikvah, the Psul in the Asiyas HaMikvah, that Hamshacha works because you're not making, it has to come Miyad Adam L'Mikvah, not through anything in between. So, L'Choy, what the Ravid's Raya was, the Ravid's having a Gvaldika Raya from that din of Hamshacha. In that Mishnah state, that even though I would not shaykh to the Siyas HaMikvah, because it's Baham Shacha, so I'm not shaykh to the Siyas HaMikvah, there's no psul v'yad adam in the Siyas HaMikvah, but there's an independent halacha, you cannot have roiv mayim shuvim as making your mikvah. You cannot have roiv shuvim in your mikvah. Roiv shuvim is an independent problem. And you cannot have a mikvah of roiv shov. So, and the reason, and Hamshach doesn't take care of that. Mechira in the Derabbanan take a din of Shuvim, Hamshach only takes care of the din of Fila. So, if it's Roiv, it's a problem. But the point is that Hamshach doesn't take care of the Shem Shov, and you have Shuvim in your mikvah. So that Mishnah is telling you, Halacha, that even if you didn't, Yad Adam didn't go into the mikvah, and you took care of that problem, but Roiv Shuvim itself is a problem. Now it's Asiyasa Mikvah. So Mila is like the Raivid. What's the Milo when you have a full mikvah? The mikvah is made already. L'chor, if the mikvah is made already, you could add all what you want. The person, the gavra, is never involved, and the adam is not involved in the asiyasa mikvah anymore. He's not involved in the asiyasa mikvah. He's not doing the mikvah. The mikvah is made already. So you would think, if the mikvah is made, there's no psul inside the asiyasa mikvah. Very good. So after Ravid, even without the psul in the asiyasa mikvah, though, if the mikvah is made up of roiv shov, that itself is a problem. So the problem independently of the asiyasa mikvah is if roiv of your mikvah is made out of shuvin. Now it's the Ravid's raya. So you have a mikvah, but if it's roiv shov, that itself is a psul in the mikvah. So, l'chor, if you want to get gishmak, so the Balamor's gufatayna was the other way around. That over there, Hamshach didn't take care of the asiyas mikvah. The reason over there you need roiv is because you need the gavra, you can't have roiv asiyas mikvah b'psul. Hamshach only took care of the shuvim dikadin. So, what do you bring a raya from over there? But that was l'chor of the raya of the raya. So, what we see from the raya is that the raya holds is that once you have a full mikvah, in a chanam you can't be involved, you're not going to pass on mitzad the asiyas mikvah, but there's still shuvim, and he held that roiv shuvim is a problem.
Well,
that's regular shuvim. I mean, you're asking what happens if you have roiv from a ligyon or something? The Hamshach? Okay. Yeah, that's good. Okay. So that was the right. That was the tzursa, the shmeitz of the Ravid originally. So now let's go to the next step. So the Ravid then is, it makes a chazara. But before I explain that, I want to say maybe like two. Okay, so the Ravid then, Lamaisa, he's choizer from that, and he says, no, Lamaisa, if you have a full mikvah, it doesn't become possible. But by Nasim Nasal Sa, it's still a problem. So what just to explain a little bit based on this, but I think I understand from here that there's two mahalchim in understanding the Ravid's shita in Nasa and Natal Sa. So I may be off on this, but I understood maybe there's two etzem yisodis to come mahalchim to explain it. One is what I understood from LP, one is from Birkas Shmuel, but I don't, whatever. So that based on what we just said, that, like we said before, if you can't, shuvim is not bottled to a mikvah. Shuvim is not bottled. So how come all of a sudden it came in at 40 and now it's down to 39? It is bottled. So what I think is one mahalach is to say like this is that b'etzem once it's 40 saw, so there's no psul in the asiyas mikvah anymore. There's no deraisa dika psul in the asiyas mikvah. There's only left the derabanan dika psul of maim shuvim. Shuvim have two dinim to it. One is their ein malin, like the Mishnah says. Shuvim is ein malin, and shuvim is poislim. What's the idea of these two psulim? There's ein malin and it's poislim. So the whole idea is, why when it's 39 saw and you put one of shuvim, why is it not bottled to the mikvah? The reason it's not bottled to the mikvah is gufa because it's a din of ein malin. That means ein malin teaches up that this mayim, we're not talking about the din as yes mikvah anymore, now we're talking about inside the mayim itself. The mayim itself is mayim, which is sois of the din of the mikvah. It's here to be sois of the halacha of the mikvah. So it's going to stand independently of the 39 saw. It stands independently of the mayim of the mikvah. And it's gufa, it's halacha of ein, of the derabbanan halacha is that this is mayim, which is soyser the din of the mikvah. That's licked in the halacha of ein malin. If it's three lugin, now it's soyser and it passes it. But it stands independently of it, which is gufa, why it's not bottled to the mikvah, because that's its whole halacha, it's misnagin to the mikvah. When you go ahead and add it to the mikvah 40, so the mishnah coming to say a chiddush, once there's 40 saw, it is malin. It lost that halacha. So once it's malin, then it's gufa bottle. Once it's malin, so now the only reason it's not bottle is because it had a dinto of ain malin. The Mishnah is coming to say that when you put it in when it's 40, pa'amim malin, according to this is that it has a halacha that it can become part of the mikvah. So it lost that toikif of the mayim shuvim, and the mele, once it's malin to the mikvah, it's gufa bottle. It could be bottle. So according to that, that's basically what the rabbi is saying, is that the mayim could be bottle. The mayim could be bottle. Yeah. Because that's the halacha the whole halacha is that it's misnaget to the din of the mikvah. It's coming to be in the original 39. Once is a mikvah over here. So in the halacha according, that's what I'm saying. Even according to the goyin, I'm not sure it said milin in the Mishnah. Even according to the goyin's girsa, I'm not sure it said the word milin on shulim. But I think that's how he's learning. Is that there's a halacha of milin gufa. And the Malin Gufa says that now it's not misnagid anymore, it's din to the mikvah. Well, so because he's using a bitul dika concept, so then it's chayzer v'neir. But you have to, it's basically it's bottle. That's the sort of this thing. So according to that, so the Ravid is basically using a din of bitul, according to this idea. The Ravid is basically using a halacha of bitul.
So.
Right. Correct. According to this Mahalach, those things wouldn't be Negea. It's not, which is interesting because the Divrei Chaim and other Achronim, and the Divrei Chaim and the Beis Shlaim and other Achronim say, in order of Halacha L'maisa to address the Ravid, what you should do is you should close the Hashaka so that the water doesn't flow back and forth. So then other Achronim ask, close the Hashaka, the whole point of the Ravid is it's the same Shita. That if you hold the rivet, you have to keep the shaka open. So what's going on? If you learn the shach is being machmer for the shita's rivet, so it's all one thing. It's machmer it's katan kufiyad beis for the Rabin Yerucham is machmer for the rivet. It's l'shitosik. But the Divrei Chaim is machalik. It's not totally that. I mean, it could be that there's a concept that he's basically using. Whatever we were saying by May Paris, it's a concept of bitul. You could be mivatal shuvim also, because there is a din where shuvim have the ability to be mal in the mikvah. The yisoid why it's not bottle is mikoyach this that they're in malin.
May Paris also, if you had written May Paris on the mikvah, 41
Well, wait, according to the Ravid, in this understanding, that. No, but what? No, good, right? But mayim and mayim is, I don't know if you have to come on. If it's not soyser, right? But I'm saying, but over here, if it's malin, and then it turns into mayim. You're saying, what's the difference? Once I become roiv and I lower it, so then it should be the same thing as if I didn't lower it, and it's not bottle. Means. What's the thing about that? In other words, if it's chayz of a neir and it's not bottle, so then why is it yeah bottle? Okay, see, that's against the custom. I'm saying, but
what?
Well, no, I'm saying if it's malin, right? So you say you should say bring my parents, right? Right, that would be chayr not like that. So that's one way to understand the Ravid is basically giving it the same halacha as May Paris, and it's basically using a bittul with a chayz of an air, something like that. But l'chayra, we could say, l'chayra, the more simple way in reading the Ravid is not like that. Is, or a simple, I don't know, there's another mouth to read the whole Ravid. Is that, so like we said, the Ravid had a hanocha originally. Before he was chayzer, that there's a halacha even if you're not being mishtatef in the siyas mikvah, but lemais you can't have roiv in your mikvah be mayim shuvim. So you have a mikvah, but you have roiv at mayim shuvim. So that itself passes the mikvah. The ravid in the second madura comes around and he says, no, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? He brings a kosher. He brings a pasuk, and he says the reason is. He says, I by nasan sava natal saw. So he says over there is different because you were natal saw. Aval nasan v'loy natal lo'ilam in anis. Aval time of demilsa mishum deksev mayanu mikve mayim yatar alma dumi demayanu umayin afil birivuya le mifsal. So he had an idea that he knew about Mayan. He knew that Mayan Berabuya is Le Mifsal for some reason, that he knew. And he wants to now go ahead and say, compare Mikra to Mayan. So what did he know that Mayan is for sure like that? How do you learn it out? What's he showing from over here? So the beer is like this, that the by Mayan itself, what's the halacha is proving from? He's proving from the halacha that Rabba noit v'mal zoichlin that it stays to be a Mayan. What's the Ravid's shita about that? So the shita's a Ran. After he finishes all shita, he says zeh shita's a Ravid. What's the shita of the Ran? The shita of the Ran is that it depends. Is that if that in the places where the Mayan existed, then it retains a din Mayan, even though it's Zeichlin, even though it's Noitvim. And then in the new places, it's completely a mikvah. That was the Ran's Shita, and he says that's the Ravid's Shita also. I couldn't really read the Ravid inside, there's a lot of Gersaris, but the Ran quotes the Ravid, that's his Shita. So the Olam asked then, when we learned this, that L'chayr is very weird, because what happened in the Ran? If the water became kosher, and became basically Mayan water, when it continues, so what happens? It becomes not Mayan anymore? Like what happened? It rained into the Mayan, and now you had Mayan, and everything's good in the Mayan, and then it goes to a new place, all of a sudden now it loses its texture. So what's Pshat? So the Pshat is that a Mayan is the Metzias of the Mayan remains, and despite the fact that more Mayim comes in, which the Mayim does not get a shame of May Mayan, really. It doesn't become it doesn't convert to becoming water that's May Mayan. But since you're Toivel in the Mayan itself, wherever the Mayan is, retains its Shem, and whatever water comes in doesn't make a difference, doesn't take away the Shem Mayan. And the Shem Mayan is always there, and we're never going to take away the Shem Mayan based on water coming in from the outside. But we never really change the status of the Mayan Be'etzem. We don't change the status of the water. The water is not really Mayan water, it doesn't matter. The Mayan is there. If the Mayan's there and it rains in, you still have a Mayan. In a new place where you never had a Mayan, so now the old water is here, like it was before. And the old water is mikvah Mayan. It's not Mayan. So that was the shita of the Ravid by Mayan. So the Ravid saying, by Mayan, I understand that concept very good, because by Mayan is a metzias b'fnei atzmei. It's defined by a reality of Mayim Chaim or whatever. There's a certain metzias to Mayan, which it is what it is. It's not defining itself based on what water is there. It's defined itself because of the metzias of what it is. And maybe when you add water that's just not Mayan water, it doesn't tear the shame Mayan. And then when you go weiter, you have a Mayan over there. But by mikvah, you would think that what's a mikvah? Mikvah is dufa defined by the water that's building it up. Whatever water you have here, that's what it is. It's just a gathering of water. So if you have water which is good, it's a mikvah. If you have water which is bad, it's not a mikvah. So on that, he's saying a chiddush that once I have a shem mikvah, I could retain my shem mikvah, even if the water coming in is roiv, is not really mikvah water. But it doesn't change the fact that I have a mikvah here. So I have a mikvah here without mikvah water. So I never changed the mayim, but I have a mikvah, and I have a mikvah which I built up the mikvah from before, and now I added in foreign mayim to it. Doesn't make a difference. Just like by mayan, we're saying that by mayan, I have a mayan, and even this foreign mayim in here doesn't change the shame mayan. So by mikvah is the same thing. I could have a shame mikvah, and I could have foreign mayim here that doesn't become mikvah mayim. Doesn't make a difference. So he's never changing off that. In his first hanachah, in the first madura, he held that the shuvim doesn't become tafel or batel or znizra, it's shov, and shov keneged may mikvah, it's batel. In the second one, it also holds like that. It's still shov be'etzem, but it doesn't make it. But here he has a new idea that even though it's shov, but since the shem mikvah is kayam, if the shem mikvah is kayam, so then you have a shem mikvah with shov. That's okay, because just like by mayan, you can have a mayan without may mayan. So you can have a mikvah that there's a mikvah with outside water, and it's good. But the mikvah, the shuvim really doesn't become ois shuvim, but they become chal on them a shame as being part of the mikvah, shem mikvah. And that was the shinui that he had in the second madura. That was his chiddush. Oh, but zok deraived. But that's the case. So now, when you start taking away the water, things are going to change. Now we have to reassess things. Now, when you take away the water, he has two maduras in that also. He has two maduras in that also. One madura is that, let's say you had 40 ksherim and 41 psulim. So you have a total 81. And then you take away one time, one saw, it's already possible. Because you don't have 40 ksherim. And you have roi psulim. So you have roi psulim and less than 40 ksherim. So in one madura, he held that that's possible. And the pshat would be, because this whole, you never change the shuvim. So since you never change the shuvim, the whole maila is that they're part of the mikvah. But once you don't have a mikvah anymore, because you don't have 40, so mamela, that's that. Mamela yelled at that point that now it's choizer. You have to reassess and redone the shem mikvah based on the mayim, and the mayim now roiv of it is not kosher, so it's not good. And the maskana of the raivid, which is the only shita that any acharonim bring to be choishes for, is that no, it goes by roiv of the mikvah 20, maybe 20 or 20.1. That mechtzal mechtzal roiv, that you need, that once you, if you, as long as you can maintain roiv, you're not mechuyev to go, that maintains the shem mikvah over here. So roiv, that was a shaila. I'm trying to maintain the shem mikvah so that the shem mikvah here, that's being chal on the shu'uvim. So I have a shem mikvah that's being chal on the shu'uvim. Once I have a shem mikvah being chal on the shu'uvim, that's the hechsher. But I never really kashered the shu'uvim. And that was what he learned that from the pasuk, and that was the hemshech of the two steps of the raivim. Now, yeah, we spoke about that last one, yeah. Which, according to this, would make sense that since you never kasha the shu'uvim be'etzem, so therefore the shach, when he's machmer, to keep on the Rabban Yeruchim, here would make sense that you need, that according to the Ravid, since you never really kasha the shu'uvim, it just, they can get a shem mikvah. So the idea when you're doing hashaka is similar to that. What you're saying, and mele it's getting a kashas from the mikvah, but never really kashas the mayim, and therefore you would have to keep the thing open, which is the way most acharonim assume in the das haraivin. Now, just there's a big kasha, which I don't have a good answer, but we'll try to explain. There's a big kasha on the whole raivin, which is. And it's not that it's like such a kasha on the Rav. First of all, the Kesef Mishnah already asks the steer in the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say it, and still he has there's a Mishnah where you tachton an elyon, that if you have mikveh elyon and you add on mayim to the elyon and then it goes into the tachton, it's kosher. Now over there you could have 40 exact, and you're adding in 40, probably even a little more than 40, but lemaisa, let's say you're adding in 40, so you have now two mikvahs of 40, you have 80 total. In each mikvah, even if you assume that they split equally, but you don't have roiv anymore, you have mechza mechza. So then it says that the Ravid himself, in one nusach, basically says, oh, you see from here, like we're passing like the gears of mechza mechza. So he holds it to be a kasha. But it's confusing because he doesn't pass in that way. So he passes like roiv. And how did Manam Roiv learn the Mishnah otherwise? It's a little bit shver. So, because of this kasha, the Arachrainim, including Ramosha and the Chazon Ish, that basically say that the Ravid is like the Rambam. What's the Rambam? This whole thing is a Marasayan. The whole Nosam and Nata by Shu'uvim is a Marasayan. And Memela, if it doesn't look so bad, it's fine. So Memela. What? So according to that, basically, and they prove that from here. Lemaisa, one of the Ramosha's Rayas, one of the Achronim that say this, they say, well, therefore, if the Maim just kind of evaporates, you can keep on adding because it doesn't look like you took away. The Ravid Mefurish says not like that. He says if the water goes away, you cannot add more. So he's not going mamish like that. And Bechlal, the way it's mashma here, it's a psul mikra adin. So it's a big kasha over here. Why is that good? I don't have an answer, but a davar nifla.
Why is what good?
When you have tachlin and elyon, and you pour into the elyon, and now you're splitting it up. So l'chayra, it seems like it's too mikvayis. Yeah. So there's a nifladika Rashba in Teres Abayis, and it's a Me'iri on that Mishnah. The Me'iri on that Mishnah quotes Gedolei Mefarshim. The Me'iri on that Mishnah quotes, which is the Ravid, and it's a Rashba. This question is not the Kesef Mishnah's question, and it's not like a later question. It seemed like from the Rishonim that this stira between the Mishnayos is goofy they're struggling with. And as the Rashba starts off and he wants the avair. What's the halacha by a mikvah that has 40 sa? V'rabba Allah of Mayim Shuvim. What's the halacha? You have 40 sa and you add on. This so he says, I have a mufarish mishnah. He started with the mishnah of Elyon and Tachton. That's his mishnah to prove the point that Zriya, and you kasha the mayim, and it's good, and I don't care how much you add, but it's a mufarish mishnah. That's how the Rashba starts in Shar Shvi. Then he says, but I have a kasha. What about nasal and natal sa? If natal and natal is a problem, so you see, then there's no Zriya. There's no Zriya. So the Rashba, that's how I may Paris. That's his setup. So his setup is, the steer is between Elyon and Tachton versus Natan and Nasasa. Right? Zakhtar Ashba, oh, but the Ravid has another Teretz. Aval Ravid's al Teretz. So to me, what he's saying, Ravid Teretz this stira. The Ravid Teretz this stira. That L'chaira, he holds that Natan and Natal is by Shuv. And yet he holds Elyon and Tachton works. So he says a Teretz. The shiny Hassan, Shinotal, over there in the Yevamis, you took out Aval Kishenas and Veloy Natal. But if you just put and you never were Natal, La Olam Ena Nifsal Beruba. There's no psul, even Beruba. The Shuvim, the Chol Shenas and Mikvah Sholem Betchila BeKashrus. As long as the Mikvah was once fully Kasher, Ena Nifsal BeShuvim, it cannot become psul later. So he sounds like that answers this question. That means that he's somehow saying that. Since this mayim came in to the mikvah, and the mikvah is still here, and everything's still here, so it's like you had a good mikvah that somehow grew into two mikvahs, then it's still considered that shem mikvah. And that shem mikvah kashered this water, and it stays like that, because it has that shem mikvah. I don't exactly understand it, because it's hard to understand, but he says, that's what he sounds like he's saying, is that somehow or other, that the Shem Mikvah that was Chal B'Kashrus, as long as you never were Noito, you never shepherded that Shem Mikvah stays on the mind wherever it goes. The Meiri says it like same. The Meiri says on that Mishnah, also the same exact setup. He goes on that Mishnah, Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin, Elyon and Tachton, and he says, here you see that Meshuvim never shtera mikvah. And he says, but I have the Gemara in Yevamos. Umashakosha lefarish ba sheim beperek ha'aral. Amro, not like that. You need roiv. Kfar tirtu gedoyle mefarshim da'asam benasam v'natal. Ava nasan v'loy natal ena nifso b'shuvim lo'olam. Kimayon. Now, they're both saying that this is a case of Nasan v'loy Natal. Natal means, the way we're explaining Natal means you took away the Shem Mikvah from this Mayim. If you took away the Shem Mikvah from this Mayim, so then that's what Shter is. But if the Shem Mikvah, you never took away the Shem Mikvah from the Mayim, it overflows. It was one big Mikvah and it overflows into being in another Makim. The Shem Mikvah is somehow still there from the first one. And that's how the rival would answer this question. That's the teretz. But according to this, so it's not a bit all the mayim shuvim. That's not the Ravid saying. It's not the same lomnas as meperes. It's a whole different idea. The idea is that the shem mikvah is kayim, and you can have a shem mikvah even if roiv of your mayim is shuvim. You could have shuvim to have on them a shem mikvah. That's ikar chiddush of the Ravid, which is why it goes hand in hand with Rabbi Yerucham, and that would be the setup.